Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in to The Witch's Inn. I am your host, White Witch Casimir, a.k.a. J-Tree. I am here tonight to talk about some things that are happening and some things that are coming up. One of the things that I like to do that's coming up right now is we have a lunar eclipse that's coming up, as well as a full moon. So this is kind of a magical way that we're able to do things, because as you know, a full moon is the best time to cast a spell. It's also the best time to make moon water with just a simple clear glass bottle, by either using distilled water or boiling water, or using just regular tap water, stream water, whatever you have, rain water, and putting it in to the bottle, and then letting the moonbeams go through the water over the course of the night. So that's one of the things that we have that's naturally and readily available to us. It's also nice when there is a lunar eclipse, because there's a lunar eclipse, there are a lot of magical things that happen. Now, unfortunately, over here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're not going to have access to it to as visible as it would in the Western Hemisphere. So mostly it'll be in Africa and South Africa will be able to see it the most, as well as, I want to say, Australia. So it's a strange line. This moon that we have coming up is actually a Scorpio. And what a Scorpio moon is intensity is what the Scorpio moon is all about. Whether it's passion, elation, sorrow, or desire, emotions are felt on a deeply personal level. We are motivated by the desire to get to the bottom of things, and we instinctively read between the lines. Superficiality won't work for us now. The moon in Scorpio urges us to uncover our own power, and is an excellent time to rid ourselves of old fears and limiting habits. It can be an intimate and passionate time. Avoid manipulative tactics, brooding, and suspiciousness. So good things to do around the Scorpio moon are taxes, accounting, intimacy issues, eliminations, research, self-examination, and get rid of old things. So it's a good time to purge and empty out that closet that you have. Get rid of all your old herbs that you have over the past year and refresh those. Get yourself some fresh ones. It's always good. And remember, we have the solstice, which is coming up too, on June 21st. So that is the longest day of the year. And, of course, there'll be a celebration. There'll be prayer. There'll be a whole bunch of things. We are selling tickets for that on WiccanTreeOfLife.com, as well as there's podcasts from before there as well. There's also some free videos that have been put on there. There's also my YouTube channel. If you look for me under White Witch Casimir, Kazamir. And of course, there's always other things that happen about different times of this time of the year, because it can be very magical. It can be the heat starts to really come back in. So a lot of the times it recharges our vitamin D, because we can get out in the sun and we can actually be outside where it's nicer now, and we can enjoy our time outside. So we are going to take some callers tonight. If you wanted to call in, the call-in phone number is 323-642-1694. But before we go to any callers, I'd like to once again introduce Reverend Adam. He's here with us tonight.
Hi, everyone.
He's come in to not necessarily help out, but sometimes he does. He's always got great insight in everything that we do here on the show. And, of course, if it wasn't for him and Blog Talk Radio, we wouldn't have a show. Psychic Talk Radio is the other platform that's on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget to keep tuning in on Wednesdays to The Witch's Inn. I'm sorry we were half hour late tonight. I had some other things that need to be attending to. So we're going to jump to a real quick short break. I'm going to do a message and from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
So I was sitting here the other day, and I pulled out the Theban alphabet, and I sat there and I started to scribe again, and it was amazing how quickly and easily it was for me to write this language. It's something that the witches use to go ahead and put into our spell books, so that way only we can read them. It's not a secret code, but it is our own alphabet that we use. And of course, you know, if you want to know more about it, don't forget to do a Google search for that one. There's a lot that's out there that some of the stuff that you read online is actually pretty accurate, and then some of the stuff isn't. So if you have any questions about anything, you know, by all means, you're welcome to call in and talk to me, and I'll be glad to help you with any questions that you might have or anything like that. Again, that phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 323-642-1694. And I'm ready to take my first call. My first caller tonight, you're from area code 414-292. Hello, caller. Welcome. You're on the air. My name's Jay. Who am I talking with, please?
Hi, you're talking to Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And what may I do to help you this evening?
You're doing readings, correct?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me, what do you see for me? I know my job is downgrading, and we're actually taking a cut, so it's a budget all over, so it's every department. Do you think it's messy? It's the 12% coming from my office, per se, or that whole department that I'm in? Or I should say just me. I don't want to say me because I love my team.
No, I don't see that it's going to be you that's going to be cut out of the department. If anything, you may go down to, like, the minimum full-time hours, but I don't see you being cut from the department. They need you too much.
Yeah. I'm seeing you actually being able to maintain your job. I don't see you without work.
Okay, because I'm just starting a school just to finish up my master's degree, too, because I'm assistant director right now, currently.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I love my job. We're doing, I can tell you a little bit so you can go to the next caller. I am work for the state, and in the office I'm in is the Office of Housing and Homeless Services. So we provide grants and things to the community, like the providers in the community, like grants and different things to help the homeless with mental health illness or substance abuse.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
The world needs more people like you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said the world needs more people like you.
Yeah, I think I'm a kind person, and I love giving, and it's just something part of me I was born with, and I love it. I just smile every time I walk in the door because I know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Very, very good and inspiring.
Have you been there at the job for a long time, or is it just like, have you?
Actually, I will be in this position a year this month, and I've been working for the state 4 years already, but not in the state.
I hear there's somebody that actually enjoys their job, too.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. My team is awesome, though. We have the best team ever, and I'll keep saying it. We're the best.
That's amazing. You're such an inspiration, such a nice breath of fresh air tonight. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
If you need anything
thank
else, you know how to get with us.
Yes, I would. Thank you. I will follow you, and then I will look at your links and see whether you guys on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah,
great. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Felicia, you have a great night, and thanks again for calling in. It was great to speak with you.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
All right.
Bye.
So it doesn't look like we've got any other questions per se, but I've got a phone number that's area code 502-575 or 502-525. It's hard to read.
502-525.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Oh. I was just wondering, I do a lot for the homeless. I feed them, and then we do the birthday parties for the kids. And with this virus going around, do you see that I'm going to be able to continue doing it or what?
You know, that's a great question. I do feel that you're going to be able to continue to do it. There might be different methods that you guys have to implement into being able to still do it. But they will continue to still do this outreach.
You know, it's funny because there's we use a lot of sage and we call it smudging. And what it is basically you burn sage and you get it to smoke, and then you put it around a person or around a object or being or whatever it is, and it's microbial. So everything sticks to that, and then as the smoke dissipates, it falls to the floor. So there's a lot to be said for the old ways and the ways that we used to do things. And I think that if they were to bring some of these old ways back, that it wouldn't necessarily get rid of the virus. However, it'd be a lot more manageable because we still don't know what triggers it. We don't know how long it stays with somebody. We don't know if people have an immunity to it. If we know that there's a success rate, and we also know that there's a mortality rate. However, nobody actually sits there and emphasizes on the success rate, which they really should, because I mean, I just, this whole thing is just like somebody opened up Pandora's box, and we've got to find some way to put a lid on it, because it's like, it's just, it's crazy. But back to your question, honey, I can foresee things leveling out. However, it's going to be a different kind of normal that we're going to have to deal with. And it's going to have to be something that we're going to have to get accustomed to. Because if the human race wants to survive, which I know that we do, then we're going to have to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a position where you do so much and so lovingly and so caringly, but you can't sacrifice yourself and your family, too. So you're kind of torn right now, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I'm also worried about the homeless, too, you know. And
of course. And there's a lot of us that are very worried about the homeless, especially with what's going on and how that's going to affect them. Because the homeless don't have anything to really protect themselves. All they've got are the shirts on their back and, you know, no roof over their head, and there's so many shelters that I'm sure are already full to capacity. I mean, where are these other people going to go? What are they going to do? How are they going to eat? How are they going to get the health care they need? Because I'm pretty sure they don't have insurance. And unfortunately, we're not on universal health care.
Yep, that's for sure. Oh, okay, I'll have to figure out the new normal to be able to start doing it again, but I have to be cautious too, you know.
Are you are you back to work yet, or are you still sheltered in place?
Actually, I took an early retirement so I can take care of my mom and dad, and then because they're up in their 90s, so I have to watch who I'm around with the virus and stuff, so they don't get it.
Right.
But that's what I do.
Well, so you're an angel. I can tell you that because you work with the homeless, and then you take care of your mom and dad too. Many blessings to you, my sister.
Many blessings, and thank you for calling in.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, sorry, cut you off a little early there. All right, next one. 917-538. Hello, caller, you're live and on air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it. My name is Kara, and I would like to know what do you see related to my current work? I'm also an essential, and I was wondering what do you see any changes or anything for me there? My request to go to a certain place was not honored, and I think that I made some mistakes thinking that it would work, and I think I put myself out there a little too much, and maybe that's why I didn't get in there, but maybe it's just divine thing that's affecting me. I think, I think that's part of it too, but I'm wondering, am I able to do some work there at all, or is it completely closed? What do you see for
Kara, I'm a firm believer that the universe doesn't let us do anything that we're not supposed to. One of the things that we have to take into consideration. I'm going to talk to you like you're a fellow witch. Do you have a pendulum?
Yes.
You do? Great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. Wonderful. Oh, my God. That's the best news I've had all day. You are connected with your pendulum. Pendulum are one. Okay. So what you would need to do, honey, is you would need to have just take a brown piece of paper or some regular paper, whatever, and put yes, no, and put maybe, and put definitely not, and put your pendulum in the center and ask your pendulum what it is that you want to have an answer for. Your pendulum will always answer you with your vibration. So that way, you know that the answer is true.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for, and I'm just saying this now, I'm going to answer your question, but that's one of the ways that you can go ahead and you can actually get questions quicker, and always trust your pendulum, because your pendulum and you are one as one together. Okay.
Okay.
So what I see though, is I see that now is not your time to act. Now is not the time to do something. You have to sit back and you have to relax and you have to wait. Because there's something bigger and better that's coming for you. And if you push this issue with going ahead and trying to do what you're doing now, you're just going to block yourself of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No,
that is very true.
Yeah, that is very true. I know.
Because sometimes we have to get rid of the barricades that are in front of us, and they come in many guises. So there's a lot of things that people say, okay, well, I really want this. What do you think? Do you want my honest opinion? I'm going to answer you the way that you should be answered. And it's just basically, it's if you're getting a vibe like I am on this, well, now is not your time to act, then I would really, truly take that into consideration before you do anything. Because the universe provides for us, but we have to be willing and accepting to be able to get it.
Right. May I jump in, Jaitree?
Sure.
Okay. What I am feeling and sensing here through the vibrational frequencies, okay, is that this was a protective mechanism for you not to get harmed. This is something to completely walk away from, because you would have lost a lot of sleep and a lot of time and a lot of energy with this. And while it would have temporarily looked like something positive, it would have quickly turned into something where you're walking away with literally nothing and in a worse position than where you started, because someone would have attacked you there, or the whole situation would have attacked you, and it would have been really bad. You would have been taken down, and you would have been taken down quickly.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was like, the only thing that made me sad was that I was really connecting well with the people that were working there, and that made me feel really safe. But I think that I made the right choice too. But it was very heartbreaking because I loved the staff there, and I'm so heartbroken. But I can still connect with them in a different way without working there, yeah. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can handle it, but it's just not for me. And I think that I just have to trust that I really made the right choice, but you know, I did it so dramatically. But anyway, it worked out for the best. So anyway, should I write everybody a thank you letter that helped me with this, or should I just leave it alone?
That's up to you. I mean, that's a nice touch card, because a lot of people don't do that anymore. I think that would be nice,
right?
Because you would brighten so many people's day just by doing that, I think.
And the letter itself would help purify any negative energy attachments that have been absorbed in the process.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I'll just do a very quick, no pressure letter.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
agree.
You.
Thank you.
All right, it was great talking with you tonight, Kara.
Thank you. You too, guys. Thanks. I'm going to do that pendulum.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Right, next caller is going to be 347-463. Hello, caller. You're live and on air.
Hi, Reverend. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. Long time no hear. How are you doing?
I know. I'm doing okay. I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. I want to know some insight into my job. I don't know how to feel about my current job. I'm wondering if what you see around it, like, am I safe? Am I going to not be there for long? Am I going to get moved to a different department? Like, how do you
okay.
feel about that? And also, like, Frank has been contacting me, like, today. He FaceTime called me. He's been acting like he misses me a lot. So I'm wondering also, like,
okay.
if I saw him.
All right. Well, let's begin with the job and see where we can go from there. J-Tree, have you gotten anything with this?
No, I have not.
Okay. So give me one moment, Tamika, and let me get in there and see what I get, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's all about standing in your strength, speaking your truth, and not allowing yourself to be walked over. But I do feel like there is some negative energy around the job right now that is going to be quickly cleared out. There is only a symbol of success coming up with the workplace. So long as you stand in your strength, you speak your truth, the rest will fall into order. And remember, speaking your truth is not only to just one person, it's to everything and everywhere.
Because of that. And it's more sneaky and like trying to get me fired or something. I don't know.
They could be manipulating. Right now is a time of manipulation, as J-Tree stated earlier on in the show. I don't know if you were in the beginning of the show, but he said that this is the time to be very careful of manipulation, okay? Because manipulation is out there, and it comes in many different guises.
Do you think that they're going to move me to a different department, or am I going to stay where I'm at?
You know, what I'm really feeling right now is that we're going to need to do a private reading to get further into this. This is a whole nother can of worms.
Oh. Oh, okay.
All right. But thank you for calling in, and it's awesome to hear from you again.
Thanks. And you didn't pick up anything about Frank?
I want to get into that more privately, okay? But I will say that things are looking positive on that forefront right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Jaytree, would you like to share your website with us?
Oh, absolutely. WiccanTreeoflife.com, WiccanTreeoflife.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook under WiccanTreeoflife.com. Also, don't forget to go to YouTube for White Witch Kazimir, Kazamir. Also, there is Merlin's Staff, MerlinsStaff.com. And go and check out my good friend Chris at DrinkMorningsCoffeeAndTea.com to find all your favorite teas, coffees, and flavored sugars.
Thank you, Jaytree. Our next and I believe our final caller of the evening is going to be area code 610. First three digits are 357. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I want to know, do you ever see me and my husband ever getting back into a relationship again?
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Who am I speaking with, please?
Shayna.
Hi, Shayla. How are you this evening, honey?
Good. It's Shayna. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shayna, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. How long have you guys been separated?
We've been, like, off and on for, like, 5 years.
What keeps pulling you guys apart?
Huh?
I said, what keeps pulling you guys apart? Is it his jealousy?
I don't know. It's like we just can't get it right. For some reason, like, we haven't lived together in 5 years.
Yeah. I want to jump in here, and I want to say that there is a third wheel, or there have been third wheels already.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that pulling it together is not so much of a problem on your end as it is theirs, and I feel that they're not consistent because they don't want to be consistent. They want to have their cake and eat it too, and this is a subject or a situation that they have toyed back and forth with because it's something they find fun. I don't mean to abrasively communicate this to you, but the cards that I'm receiving are the Three of Swords, which are three swords in one heart, meaning that there is a third wheel. The Temperance card, meaning that the truth has to come out some way, shape, or form, but you already know the truth within your heart of hearts. The Chariot card, representing that justice must be served through the knowing of the truth, and that you must be freed through that truth.
A third wheel
at
means
the very
there's
end, judgment. I'm sorry?
The third wheel means that there's another woman.
There is another woman. There have been several other people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm receiving. Now, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't mean to communicate with you abrasively about this, but I'm very to the point when it comes to the messages I receive. And, sweetheart, this is not looking very pure.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that you must communicate clearly with him what it is that you expect and that you expect nothing less. And if he cannot meet that goal, then you need to move on because you are worthy of having someone in your life who can be just as stable as you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Jaytree, do you have any further comments?
No, I do not. No, not for this. No, sir. Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Me too.
Thank you. All right. You're on.
All right, so I guess that's it for tonight. I don't see that we have any more callers. Don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com to sign up for all the different things that we have to offer. There's also some products that are there. There's new products that are being added daily. There are a lot of new things. We did decide to do a solstice celebration on the 21st. There are tickets that are for sale right now. If you'd like to join us, please do. Also, don't forget to go to our fan page, which is WiccanTreeOfLife.com on Facebook. If you need to drop me a line, it's WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com, or you can simply call or text at 678-791-8913. Don't forget, too, to reach out to my friend Chris at GreatMorningsCoffeeAndTea.com for all of your coffee, your tea, and your flavored sugar needs. Don't forget to go over to MerlinStaff.com. Also, look for me on YouTube on as White Witch Kazimir, K-A-Z-A-M-I-R. And it was a great time talking tonight and getting everybody on and speaking with them. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. sharp, and we'll talk with you then. Until then, love, light, and may the world heal.
Blessed be, no harm to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Kazimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insight. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Kazimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.